Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show this morning. We have an exciting show for you, and the show is going to be hosted by Minister Joe Pearson this morning, Divine Syncrety. And I'm going to turn it over to Joe right away so she can get started because she got something exciting things to say to you this morning. So, Minister Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings.
All right.
And good day.
Okay.
Been broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey, and it really is a pleasure connecting with you today for another moment of inspiration. My message is divine synchronicity, and I'll walk through it a little slowly and rhythmically so you have a chance to digest the impact of the message. So I just ask you to center for a moment and receive. For starters, I ask you to consider, are the signs all around you showing up in your life like unexplainable coincidences? If you answer yes to that question, then I say that they are not unexplainable coincidences, but clearly defined divine synchronicities. Are you missing it because your mind is elsewhere, conditioned to the routine of life? Because this is true for many. Day-to-day life is lived from morning to night. You get lost in that routine and missing out on all the divine synchronicities or signs we are being shown. It is fact that you are being guided every day. There absolutely is a divine force walking with you, within you, asking you to consciously create your reality and live life intuitively. All you have to do is turn on the switch and express through your God, Goddess nature and flow with the divine inner guidance showing up as signs in your life. This is consciously walking in divine synchronicity. The universe or the divine reveals itself through synchronicity. It literally orchestrates the events, people, and environment by lining them up so that you are exactly where you need to be, often on all levels of self. Synchronicity takes place like a vibrational beacon that transmits a divine message or coded sign back to you, indicating that you are in alignment or on the right path. It also coincides meaningfully with a broader and deeper state of mind, a more connected state of mind. The divine has many ways that it sends you messages. Some are signs and synchronicities, and others are lessons and experiences. Our job is to stay present and focused in the here and now, staying mindful and attuned to our intuitive senses. And I know it can be difficult at first to decipher and learn to read the messages, but it's not because they're not clear. It's because our ego will get in the way until we teach ourselves to trust, allow, and perceive life in a different way. Signs and messages through synchronicities are different for everyone. The divine brings the ones that you need specifically for you and your life. Believe that there is more to life than just what your outer senses show. And you will begin to see more. You will begin to see more expansively. You have probably had countless embracing experiences of divine synchronicity in your life. Let me ask, have you ever thought about someone and then bumped into them or received a call from them in the same day? Perhaps you have happened upon a chance meeting or coincidence that has brought you a certain answer. You've been in the right place, right time, at least once in your life, that this power of the divine synchronicity is manifesting in your experience. Another example, you could be feeling down and you ask for an answer as to what you can do to heal. And later you're out and about and you just happen to hear a conversation between strangers about a great book. A great book they read regarding healing. You catch the title, you go and buy it, and it is exactly what you needed. Divine synchronicity is a powerful revelation, an indication that you are on the right path, and whatever is happening is happening for your highest good. You don't just happen upon something. You don't just happen upon someone. You don't just happen upon an experience by chance. If you catch yourself saying, what a coincidence, or this seems like it's meant for me, then you know you are being guided by a divine force that is working through your inner God goddess. You must be aware of synchronicity. Don't dismiss anything that catches your attention and resonates with what you have been needing, asking for, or seeking direction on. The thing about divine synchronicities is that they serve as signs that happen every day. Signs that you may interpret as ordinary things, and that causes them to pass you by as if you just keep looking at it as something ordinary and dismissing it as such. Divine synchronicity is something that calls to your intuition as having special significance or meaning to you in moment of time in your life where you require guidance. The signs of divine synchronicity need your awareness and attention. There are many ways divine synchronicity transmits a divine message or coded sign back to you. Some of them I mentioned will probably resonate with you because you'll recognize that you have been experiencing them. So, for example, numbers are one way, like when you see repetitive sequences of numbers at specific times, like 11, 11, 444, 333, combinations of numbers. That's significant and are messages to be acknowledged. Synchronicity can express through animals that you see, physically by chance, or the animals that resonate or that you are drawn to at an opportune time. You can acknowledge the spirit message in that, just as shamans do. It can also be through a significant object that is presented to you or comes across your path that resonates with you. Something that simple has significance. Have you had it happen? Even through quotes you happen across that speak to you or appear at a very time you need a boost, or like when a song happens to come on the radio at the perfect time or happens to play at significant moments in your life, that's a divine message for you. The divine even uses your dreams that occur synchronously. Its way, the divine's way of communicating with your subconscious mind. And lastly, obviously, through your intuition and those hunches you get from your daily experiences that show up like unexplainable coincidences. Your intuition is a power within your God-goddess nature. and serves as a conduit for divine communication. Your intuition is your inner compass and guide, which the divine expresses through. It's about learning to trust the inner voice and knowing of your God-Goddess within, while listening to and acting on the messages bestowed upon you through divine synchronicities. Divine synchronicities are happening all around us day by day. It's about coming to a place within where you will allow yourself to trust the synchronicities. Coming to that place within where you will allow yourself to trust your intuition that is governed by the divine within you that expresses through your God, Goddess self. I'm asking you to trust it and act accordingly by following the path that unfolds before you. If you're going to benefit from acknowledging the divine synchronicities in your life, then you must be willing to be present and paying attention throughout your entire day, knowing that there are many ways the divine messages through synchronicities can inspire your life. There is so much happening around us every day on all levels, seen and unseen, dimensionally, spiritually, even through our interactions with people in our environment. There are signs and messages all around us. What an enriching benefit is to be mindfully aware of them, using them to inspire our lives and accomplish the many gifts and blessings that are allocated for us. Paying attention and acting upon the divine synchronicities that unconditionally offer us guidance, making our life's walk easier or more effortless. So slow down, my sisters and brothers, and be present. Be attentive. Again, I say, trust divine synchronicity. Trust your intuition that is governed by the divine within you, within your God, Goddess, name. Trust it and follow the path that unfolds before you so you can reap the abundance of blessings that will be bestowed upon you as a result. Now, I would like to end with prayer. So I ask again that you center and receive. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, the all that is, I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you in unconditional loving oneness with all that is, letting your light shine, bringing loving healing and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As the divine, in all that you do, in all that you think, and in all that you speak, I pray you allow the God Goddess within to guide you to live true to the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world by being who you are. I pray that you come to see, know, and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you as you acknowledge the divine synchronicities in your life while embracing the messages and having courage to walk in concert on the blessed path that unfolds for you. I pray that you embrace the great and quiet charisma of your inner spirit, guiding you to remain loyal to all that you are. I pray, my sisters and brothers, that you speak the mandates of your heart into your life experience. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being my brothers and sisters. And have a blessed day.
Thank you, Minister Joe. Thank you. Wonderful message. Wonderful. Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.